Blog Talk Radio.
I can just call back just like I'm trying to get out to my show.
Finally free.
I'm fucking up. I'm fucking up right now.
I'm finally me.
Of the Black Girl Nerds podcast. My name is Jamie. I'm your host. This is the Decepticomic Show, part two. They were on our podcast last year in August. So if you had the opportunity to listen in on that, I know you're really excited about tonight's show. Before we get to our guests, I'm going to make a couple of announcements, then I'm going to take these guys off mute, and then we're going to go into the show. Go to Zazzle.com/blurredgasm. It's our store. We sell stuff in it. We've got merchandise. All of the monies that goes towards the merchandise that you purchase at Blurredgasm store goes into funding these podcasts. So we really appreciate your support, and thank you for all of you guys that have donated. And you can always go to our website, blackgirlnerds.com, where you go to that right sidebar. There's a donate button. Click on it, and you can donate via PayPal that way. So thank you so much for that. And tonight is our season finale. We will be picking back up in the fall, so just taking a nice summer vacation while I'm able to get some R&R that's definitely overdue. So if you have the opportunity to listen in live tonight, make sure that you participate using our hashtag BGN podcast. And you can always call and speak to our guests, and our phone number is 347-237-4616. We are on iTunes as well as Stitcher Radio, so you can always listen to downloaded archived shows using both of those platforms. And we're also on Twitter, not just the Black Girl Nerds Twitter account, but also the BGN Podcast. So if you go to @BGN Podcast, follow us on Twitter. There's plenty of tweets that get sent out daily of all of our archive shows to allow you guys to play catch up on them. So let's get started on our show. As I introduce the Decepticomics, I'm going to go down each of these bios, and then I'm going to bring these guys on. So Dylan Stevenson performs stand-up at the New York Comedy Club, Broadway Comedy Club, Comics at Foxwoods, and the Gotham Comedy Club. He has written, directed, and performed in sketch shows off-Broadway and benefits and events throughout New York City. Gordon Baker Bone is a stellar comedian who is regularly booked for shows all over the East Coast. He frequently performs, produces, and hosts his own shows at clubs such as Stress Factory Comics at Foxwoods. John Minus is a comedian, writer, and all-around great guy who lives and breathes his name state of New Jersey. As eschewing as a traditional Black comedian tropes, John wants to reinvent the image of the Black comic. He performed at Broadway Comedy Club, Comics of Foxwoods, and several others. Mike Brown is a comedian and writer from Harlem, New York. He's performed at Caroline's Comedy Club, Stand Up New York, Laugh Lounge, Eastville Comedy Club, and Sirius XM Radio. He co-hosts and produces the Comedy Outliers Show, the Machine Gun Funk Show, and the Big Pony Show. And finally, Cerrone Russell, born and raised in Sumter County, Georgia, started his comedy career 10 years ago while serving in the U.S. military. He was first exposed to a broader audience as a cast member on the second season of BET's Hell Date. A staple on the D.C. scene, Cerrone has also performed in New York City and at places like the Knitting Factory and Comics at Foxwoods. Please give these guys a warm welcome. Thank you guys for being on the show.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Remind everybody, no racial slurs and no cursing, especially you, Jamie. Because there were a lot of racial slurs before the show. I was very shocked.
I feel surprised.
I've been known for my racism, yes, yes. So, first of all, I want to ask, because some of the folks that are listening now may not have heard the first podcast. So, tell us, who were the Decepticomics, and how did you guys come up with that name?
Well, the Decepticomics are like there were five comics who met kind of through Twitter, which is amazing in and of itself. And we found that we all had kind of similar viewpoints about comedy and how we should go about things. So we decided to put a show together, and with the five of us, and it really well. So since then, it's been about 2 years, I think. So since then, we've been doing shows up and down the East Coast. And, I think it's been working out really well. And we're all, like, a little bit similar, but very different. So it works out well.
I have nothing in common with any of them. Put that out there.
Now, remember on the last question that you came up with the term Decepticomics. How did you come up with that term?
Well, Mike said he came up with it, so Mike.
I didn't come up with it. I didn't say I came up with it, first of all. I came up with it. Don't try to belittle my contribution to this entire movement. Don't try to. He said he came up with it, so I came up with it. Hello, everybody.
How are you? I'm just saying.
This is Mike Brown. How you doing? You can probably look back to the tweets from that time. It might even be in the DM, but we were talking about what we were going to name each other, and I think the Transformers movie might have been out at that time, and I was trying to think of a pun for, like, Transformers, but I thought about Decepticons, and I was like, oh, Decepticomics, that sounds good, has a nice ring to it, and then I put that out there, and everybody was about it, and then Rome started giving us all names, And it just works. It just feels right, you know. And that's my contribution to the group. Thank you.
This is Dylan. And what's funny is me and Gordon were at a show like a week ago, and people always just get the name wrong. Like, they just call us Decepticons. So it just looks like we're just nerdy in regards to Transformers, nothing to do with comedy. And so that might be a terrible name, but we own it now, and we rock with it.
Yeah, we own it now. I wish I could remember the bad names that we got rid of, because I know we came up with, like, some real terrible stuff between each other before we
started. Maybe
Light Skin
and Funny. Light Skin and Funny used to be the best one.
Mighty Joking Tower Negroes?
Yes.
Yeah. Then we had, I think we had Sarome and the Shifferos Shufflers. That was stupid, I think.
Wow.
Looking back on it.
My favorite one was Mike Brown and Those Guys. I like that one.
Yeah. That was the first one he came up with.
There was the Five Deadbeats.
Yeah, Five Deadbeats.
The Five Deadbeats.
Yeah.
So,
kind of it.
Go ahead.
I just saying, we had all kind of terrible names. We had a lot of, like, I'm glad Mike brought that up about it might be in the tweets or it might be in the DMs, because if we could screenshot these terrible marketing plans that we had in the very beginning, because at first we was going to do, let's see, like all five of us on stage at one time, passing one microphone back and forth, or acapella comedy at the Port in New York. It was just a bunch of bad ideas, and eventually we just stopped all this shit.
Yeah, I thought we should do the strip club circuit, but that was quickly voted down.
Yeah,
I actually do the strip club circuit. I don't like y'all belittling strip clubs. Those ladies are quite nice.
Belittling
they
strip
have jokes.
Clubs, but that's a terrible place.
That's a place we need to capitalize on. There's dollars literally flying while you tell
they're
jokes, man.
They're not for us.
Hey, when a dollar goes in the air, it's fair game. That's what I learned in the strip club world.
Nah. Jokes cannot compete with
you. Tell me about the last show you did, the topless one.
Oh, yeah. For those that don't know in the East Coast area, I host a topless talent show where the ladies of the night, strippers, they showcase their they can do more than twerk and gyrate. They also got songs in their hearts. They can spin plates. It's pretty awesome.
Where's that?
Songs.
Wait, just a topless talent show? For real?
Yes, I host a topless talent contest. See how much you know about me, Sarome? You think I'm
I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. Every month,
so somebody
man.
Somebody sang a Celine Dion song with no shirt on.
You'll be amazed. Yeah, like a lot of them sing gospel, and it gets
wow.
Wait, jumping. Wait a minute.
That's the amazing thing about the Decepticomics is we all have our own lanes and our own things that we do on our own that we might not even know about. But then we come together and we'll hit a city and we'll put on a great show. For the supporters that come out. That's what the Decepticomics are about. You know, we all got, Mike's got all his New York shows. Gordon's got his topless strip shows.
Yep.
Sarome's got his he performs in farms or something. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Does a bunch of church shows.
Yeah. We come together. It's like the Avengers. Like, we're all superheroes in our own right, but we come together to save the world.
Yep.
I call the Hulk.
Yep.
And if you're in DC on June 13th at 8 p.m., we're going to be at the Beer Baron Tavern. That's 1523 22nd Street Northwest. So come out for that. It's going to be great.
Yeah, do exactly what Mike just said.
Plug.
Plug. Shameless plug. Okay. And I'm gonna have you guys plug at the end of the show as well. But I did want to let the listeners know that this is gonna be like a pop culture show. So we're gonna talk about hot topics of current news. So let's get started on what happened in the last few weeks with Donald Sterling and the racist rant that he was audio recorded. What are your thoughts about that controversy and the fact that he refuses to back away from the L.A. Clippers?
I'm going to lead off first with this, Rom, because I do have something personal invested in this. I feel like, you know, women especially side chicks, should just respect the fact that they're a side chick. See, personal conversations between a man and his side chick is a passionate conversation. It's like, it's the closest conversation you can have to God, honestly, in my opinion. So
really?
her telling is the violation of the side chick code. And I, for one, don't feel like any of his words should be held against him, because anything you say to a side chick should be null and void. That's not like you should. It's like a conversation with your priest. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
The side chick code?
The side chick code, yes.
Is that on MTV
side
too or something?
Confidentiality pack?
That's an interesting angle, because you only share your racist views, your personal racist views, with somebody you really care about. So Gordon
yep.
has a point there. Like,
yep.
You only come out with that
no.
kind of like hateful stuff with somebody like you feel comfortable with. So he's got a point there. It's a dumb point, but he's got one.
I think it's an excellent point. I think you guys.
Yeah, it was a HIPAA violation.
No, I don't agree with none of it. That lady is not a doctor. And the only
thing
I'll say, first, I'm on her side. I'm on her side. She is a hero, a freedom fighter. She
oh.
suffered through 183-year-old testicles so that she could bring us the truth. And a lot of people wouldn't do that. A lot of people are like, no, I'm not going to touch that so I can find out and bring this tyrant down from power. But she did that. She put them on her, on herself, on her bridge, on her nose, so she could bring us that information. And we wouldn't know if it weren't for her.
Hey, again, this is a violation of a man's trust, a man who thought he had a secret, a love secret with his best of friend, his young best of friend. See, no, you gotta respect
no.
when you're the side. Respect when you're the side. That's the whole key here. Everyone say it with
no,
me. Respect
no, you don't have to
side.
Respect
me.
You don't have to respect Donald Sterling. My first input on Donald Sterling is Donald Sterling looks like a half-filled leather colostomy bag. That's what he looks like.
So, I can see that.
So I see the resemblance.
When
yeah.
you first, when you first see him, you know that something bad is going to come out of his mouth. I ain't surprised about it. He's 182 years old, I'm pretty sure. I've seen him in some of my social studies books called Beating Slaves. So I ain't surprised about it. I do like the fact that it came up and, like, we can – kind of work on convincing white people racism ain't imaginary. It's not a unicorn. It actually happens. But I hope he I'm glad. I like the fact that they're just taking stuff away from it. And I like the fake crying that he did with Anderson Cooper. That was the funniest shit I've seen on TV all year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like whose boss isn't racist? Come on, man. This is an old dude. He's from an old time. Let's cut him a break. Let's say, all right, you got caught. Just don't say it again. Who's with me? Raise your hand if you're with me.
So
no, I'm not with you at all.
That's a negative.
I'm not cutting a billionaire break.
Somebody got to give him a billionaire's break.
Just eat it worse.
Well, what do you think of Magic Johnson's name being brought into this and his reaction to Sterling's comment?
That's going to be the sweetest point of justice about this whole thing. First, it was just, like, pathetic because, like, you go back and listen to the tape. He was like, I don't care if you sleep with Magic Johnson. Just don't take pictures with him. He's like, do you realize what you just said?
Exactly.
HIV is okay, but Instagram is not. What are you talking about?
Let's talk about this. Let's
HIV
about
is
this.
Three letters. IG is two. It's worse.
I'm going to deal on this one. I'm going to raise my hand for deal.
The thing is, like, Magic Johnson's going to have the last word because he has the AIDS, as Donald Sterling said. He has all the AIDS, apparently, but he's still going to outlive Donald Sterling. So that's going to chat his ass and you get outlived by somebody with the AIDS.
Yes. I'm with
that. True story. Yeah.
Like, I'm happy that Donald Sterling is spreading light on Magic Johnson, because this is obviously that Magic Johnson clearly is still smashing people around L.A. Let's just be for real. This dude is not going to change his whole sexual repertoire just because of a three-letter word.
Repertoire.
I think that Gordon learned a repertoire just for this podcast.
Wow.
All now he's all day. He's waiting for the moment.
Hashtag
I think it's just going to be that Magic is going to buy his team and just stand in the front of the door. I can't wait to see Donald Sterling try to sneak in into the Clippers arena with a wig.
Donald Sterling, he should be able to keep the Clippers, but he should have, at every home game, he should be forced to be in a photo booth taking pictures with black people.
With all the black people.
Instagram photo booth.
Oh, that's excellent. That's
he should
I would love
to do that every
I would
game.
Love to see Donald Sterling taking a picture with some Crips. That would be awesome.
That's excellent. Good advice.
No, I think it's going to be like Scooby-Doo, and he's going to dress up like the ghost of the Staples Center and try and scare everybody away. And then, like, you know, those medley kids and their dog will take the mask off and be like, Donald Sterling!
Those crazy kids.
He was a noted Magic Johnson.
Let me move on from Sterling and bring up another controversy that has gotten Twitter all in a frenzy. And actually last night, SNL made fun of the hidden camera video that was found of Beyonce, Jay-Z, and Solange in an elevator. Solange fighting Jay-Z. We don't know exactly what happened. But what do you make of the video? What do you think Solange was reacting to when she was fighting with Jay-Z?
I can't even speculate on the cause, but I know whatever it was touched her Super Saiyan button, and she went. That was a nice ass kicking, or at least attempted. Some feet flying in there. That was. I would hate to see her against another woman, because Jay-Z is a pretty decent sized dude, and she had his ass in the corner, just Jimmy Choo shoes everywhere, all around your genitals.
I didn't like the video because it's domestic violence. I didn't like that.
I'm raising my hand for Mike now. You're obviously right, Mike. Women should not lay their hands on men.
They should have been just, and everyone's like, what did Jay-Z say? What about don't hit Jay-Z?
Yeah.
What about that?
What about that being the most inept bodyguard in the world?
Security systems?
Because she got a lot of licks in, right? I mean, where was the bodyguard? I mean, seriously, yeah.
I think that was Beyonce's bodyguard. I think. Like, oh.
So wait.
Memphis Bleek was Kobe's bodyguard.
That's
Solange
true, because Beyonce was not touched in the fray.
I give it up for both of those dudes, Jay-Z and the bodyguard, because clearly she was going nuts, and they just let her go, all right. Go ahead, get it out your system. Go ahead.
I think the bodyguard might have just yelled out round one, and then everything just happened.
Fight.
See,
the only thing
that
she was missing was for Don Cheadle to walk in the elevator with a llama and for the fight to keep going.
Oh, she hated that joke. She hated that joke.
Are you guys siding with Jay-Z that he was the victim in all of this?
Yes. He's the one who got kicked in the face, right? He got kicked. He got punched. How is he not the victim?
Here's what it is.
Because he has a couple of Lamborghinis, he'll be fine.
Listen, Jay-Z sold drugs, so you didn't have to do that. He got domestic abuse, so you wouldn't have to go through that. He does things for the community. You wouldn't have to go through that. That's what he did. Appreciate it.
Jay-Z is now the face of male domestic violence. So that's, that's something. He's a poster boy for getting beat by women.
Just put a meme over
to hit somebody, though. Solange really need to hit somebody, though, because, like, her whole career has been a bust. She had to let that out somehow, man. Could you imagine being the little sister to Beyonce, Sasha Fierce.
You know, they say she's the Wonder Little Brother who will pass like that, too.
Solange has had a dope career. I like her music. Like, I'm an actual Solange fan. Name three
Solange songs right now.
Losing You.
If it wasn't for Tony.
Tony. Is that the other night? Oh, why? Don't test me,
maybe
dog.
She
I'm
beat,
a Solange
maybe
fan.
She beat Tony, too. She beat Tony, too. We need to interview Tony. Need to talk to him.
Tony's dead.
She killed Tony.
She killed Tony.
She killed Tony.
Tony got stabbed.
For the longest time, I thought Solange was an antidepressant. So like, and then I learned.
I was
an actual person.
You're wrong. Feeling down, feeling sad.
I'm
take
tired of
being
on Solange. Nah, that's my boo. That's my girl. I get with that in a second.
I mean, no one's doubting that. But I'm saying, like, if I dated Solange, I would know better to walk. Like, if we ever had an apartment and there was an elevator in that said apartment, we would never take the elevator together, no matter what.
It's all stairs for you all the time.
Stairs all day, every day.
That's just good for your health. That's a good health tip.
Maybe she got advanced claustrophobia where you don't panic. You just go into survival mode.
Jay was like, calm down. It's just an elevator. Slides, we could do this. It's like, no, let me out. Let me out right now.
Yeah, it was exposure therapy. And then she went all Storm on him and freaked out.
That was what it was.
That was her psychologist. Her psychologist had an elevator trying to calm him down. Listen, Solange, we're not going to hurt you.
That was Dr. Leon.
Any speculation as to what could have caused the dispute between her and Jay-Z?
Jay-Z said, my baby famous than your baby.
Oh.
I love the reality. I don't like none of these theories because I can't speculate on billionaire problems. I can't understand what would bother you. Like certain, it's hard to get me upset when my direct deposit hit. So I can't understand what would make them upset like that. Like really?
Yeah.
Maybe spades. I don't know. Maybe they were playing spades. I don't know.
Do spades get that intense?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I've seen people die over spades.
I saw my uncle die over spades. After
I
killed
lost
him.
More people from spades than the police. Like it's
yeah.
Damn.
Spades is the number three killer
take,
in the black community.
If you don't take the two clubs out of the deck and then you try to act stupid later on, somebody got to go.
We all just had to
John,
take a
John,
minute.
John, you need more black friends. Let's explain it to John. And it turns he'll understand. Okay, say you got a level 37 wizard. Okay, and you're in the dungeon, and somebody tries to play a faith card, knowing that you already laid the devil card, so faith won't work. Now somebody got to die, right?
You know, there have been times when I'm playing Magic with my girlfriend, and I really, the violence almost happened. So I guess I play Magic as a card game, so it's space. It's the same thing.
Okay. Well,
yeah, I've never played spades.
I think Gordon is at a bodega trying to order a chorizo.
Hold on.
I think Gordon's at his arrangement right now. His arrangement is about to get locked
around.
Yeah, and he's just trying to get one last call.
Case 17943.
This
Gordon
is one call. He wasted this one call on a podcast.
He told us to hold on so he could say not guilty, and then he'll come right back.
Okay. Exactly. Well, while we're waiting for Gordon, let's move on to nerdy news. So recently, to my horror, Channing Tatum was cast as Gambit. He was cast as Gambit in an upcoming film, which is a standalone film for X-Men. He's not going to be as part of an ensemble. He's going to have his own movie playing Gambit, and I have some feelings about that. I wanted to know from each of you, first of all, do you have any thoughts on that? Do you care?
I think it's man, I don't want to be disgusted. Like, I don't think Channing Tatum is, like, a great actor or anything, but I think that he's being, like, real comedic in some of the roles that he did. Like, he was real funny in This Is the End. 21 Jump Street, he was really good. I don't know if I can see him as like, an action hero, but I'm looking forward to, like, Chris Pratt in Guardians.
Yeah.
So, and he looks dope in that. And at first I was like, why did they get him? But when I saw the trailer, I was like, oh, this looks like it could be good. So I'm going to try to reserve it. But also, I saw Magic Mike, and he was good in that. Don't ask me why I saw it. That's all I got to say.
Wow. Did you enjoy it as much as I did?
I didn't. No, I didn't enjoy it. I didn't. It was a horrible story. I watched it for the story. Gabriel.
But how was his acting? How was his acting? Did he portray his character okay?
You know, he did. I did
Nobody
believe. I did believe
Magic
his character.
Mike. Nobody watched Magic Mike for the acting. Seriously.
I watched fake acting.
You bite your tongue?
I did. I did.
Well, I looked at it from a different perspective. I looked at it as, okay, this is a form of cinematic strip club that I'm watching. I'm going to enjoy this for entertainment value. I'm not going to look at depth. I'm not going to look for any sort of Oscar-worthy performances here. I will take the most shallow level possible. So,
see,
yeah.
See, this is why I work with strip clubs.
Magic Mike, you're comparing
his
performance in that to his performance as a superhero?
Well, in Magic Mike, it seemed like Channing, he took his role super serious, right? Like, he really took his role serious. As cheesy as the movie was, he took his role super seriously. So I think, like, with Gambit, like, he's going to try. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he won't look like an idiot. He'll try. I think it's a stupid casting. Like, it's like Jamie Foxx's Electro. I was like, what was anybody thinking? But Jamie tried. You know, I think Channing will try. I hope it's more of a comedy than a serious movie. Yeah.
But I don't, like, I read your article about it, Jamie, and you were very emotional, and I can tell.
We still heard about this.
I understand. And, like, the thing, I think that, like, my fear is that they're just going to turn all the superhero movies into, like, it's a fan service. They're just going to be, like, pretty boys to, like, they're only going to be for girls. Which wouldn't be, like, I understand, like, making it more attractive to women. Like, that's good business, and it's just more fair. But
sexist.
It's just cheesecake, and there's no, like, well, beefcake, I guess. And there's no reason there to be, there's no reason for that actor to be there unless besides he's good looking. And that's just bad for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree.
Well, who would you want to play Gambit?
Disgust.
That's
vile.
People ask me that on Twitter. Who do you want to play Gambit? I wanted it to be an unknown. I can't think of an actor that, you know, like people were throwing around the actor that plays the girl on The Walking Dead. They were throwing out his name. Josh Holloway's name's been thrown out. He played Sawyer on Lost. So, yeah.
He would have been great for that. Like, what happened? The fact, all right, like, I'm just disgusted by none of the details have been taken care of. Like, they trying to take a look good with a shirt off. Okay, that's the first 30 seconds of the movie. Then what are we gonna do for the next hour and a half?
Enjoy it.
Like, get somebody that can fight. Get somebody that's southern. You know who would be good? I know his name, but this is really nerdy. But the guy who plays the prince in the Hellboy on the Golden Army.
I remember that guy.
Yeah, he can fight. He was also the vampire in that disgusting Second Blade movie. Get somebody that fits, man. Like she said, go with an unknown and make it a good movie.
I mean, I stopped getting mad about comic book castings after I was wrong about Heath Ledger as Joker, because I was like, I never know what they're gonna like. Once more details come out, like Mike was right. Like all you know is he's got his shirt off for 30 seconds. Like, I stopped getting mad. Like, even Ben Affleck as Batman, like, it's probably going to be terrible. But I don't have enough comic book rage in me anymore to get mad about casting. It's like the same with racism. It's like there's so much, like, racist stuff in the world now. Like, I don't have time to be mad about it all. There's so many terrible comic book castings. I don't have time as a nerd to be angry about them all. So I'm just going to take it for what it is.
You got to dedicate yourself.
I've been a nerd Black Panther for years. You know, I got angry about the first Gambit when it was just dude from Friday Night Lights and it was terrible, and they threw Will.i.am in the movie with Wolverine, and it's just there's too many bad comic book movie casting because there's so many comic book movies. I can't get mad about them all. I have to pick and choose. Gambit's on the radar. They got a pretty boy. Gambit's a pretty boy. Whatever. They'll figure out something, and it probably will be terrible, but they're going to get my money anyway, so why be mad?
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm burned out too. Completely burned out. It's like at this point they can't. But like as long as Tyler Perry doesn't show up in any comic book movies, I'll be fine. It's like Tyler Perry is Bishop, then like that'll get me
better.
Oh.
He was up in Star Trek. He tried. When I saw him in that first Star Trek movie, I was like, yo, nah,
Tyler Perry
is
Bishop.
The Enterprise.
I kind of like Tyler Perry as Bishop. I would go see that. I would definitely pay to see that.
I think if anybody could rock the long curl, it would be Tyler Perry. Like, he would come with his own long curl. Shag.
You know, that first scene, he steps out, he establishes it, he pulls out that Bishop gun, he goes, "How you doing?"
Yeah, oh.
Hello.
I'm Trevor.
Tyler Perry's Excalibur. Hey, Jamie, why do we have Tyler Perry direct an Excalibur movie since you love them so much?
Oh, God, don't do that to me. Don't do that to me.
Excalibur is Jamie's favorite X team, and I want everybody to know that because it's her biggest shame.
Yes, I love Excalibur to death, but, I mean, if they ruin that, then I don't know. I'll lose hope for all humanity. I seriously will.
Who was on the Excalibur roster? Let's get deep down in black nerddom.
Captain Britain.
It was the gay guy.
Captain Britain, Megan.
Psylocke.
She's his
brother. She's his sister.
She's the sister of Brian Braddock, yeah. And then Nightcrawler, Shadowcat, Kitty Pryde.
Yeah.
Wasn't the gay guy who got AIDS on Excalibur?
Wait, mutants could get AIDS?
Sunfire?
Who?
Was it Magic Sunfire?
That was Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson was not part of Excalibur.
He was.
He had a great no-look pass they used to use. It was like a fastball special, but he wouldn't look.
Hey,
wow.
Magic Johnson,
and then
power would be mumbling.
Oh, my goodness. No, that would be Shaq. Not Magic.
Oh, Magic Johnson and Shaq as the Mumble Twins. Or add in Charles Barkley so they can be like the Cuckoos are mumbling, and then they just hold hands and mumble people into the ground.
See, now you work. Now you got it. Now you got it. Three
shabba
lava
lava lava. Shabba lava lava.
Mumbling. There you go.
Shabba lava lava.
It would be the only domestic movie with subtitles. It's like, no, they're speaking English, but we still need subtitles.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I'd say 1750 to see it.
And then Rachel Summers as the Phoenix for Excalibur. Okay, so let's move on to social media news. do you guys use Twitter? You guys are on Twitter a lot. Like,
not as much as
I'm on there a lot, so I know
Shut up,
that.
Mike.
Do you guys use Twitter to promote your shows?
Yes, chick.
Stop it. Stop it right now.
Mike feels high and mighty because he's such a good writer and he's got so much shit going on that's successful that he feels like he doesn't need to tweet because he's such a good comedian. He's I'm done with Twitter. I'm just going to promote my show.
Oh,
I don't need to tweet.
I give you like one or two good tweets a day. And I reply to people now. That's it.
Oh, you respond to people now? Yeah, good. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I've been sitting beside Mike and added him, and he won't reply to me. I'm like,
I can't understand your tweets because like I read your tweets with your accent, and so I can't understand them. So I just let them go.
Oh,
I do the same thing, man. And it is really hard to understand you once you get into Sarome like. Jargon.
Yeah, you know, I just, you know, hey. And plus, you don't have enough followers for me to respond to, you, so.
Oh, wow.
Shots fired.
Oh.
Twitter free.
The funny thing
Twitter
is the role has more followers than me, so.
Shots fired.
Real quick, talk about followers. Hey, John, do you see who just got 1,500 followers? Boom, in your face. No longer in last place. Yeah.
You know what, Gordon, when Gordon first noticed that I had less Twitters, he went on a mission like Jesus, like
mission from God.
Yeah, like Blues Brothers. Like he didn't stop until he got more followers than me. He was going to homeless people. He was going to churches. He was going to kitchens.
Yo, I bought like 500 people's phones, man. I bought 500 phones, and they did follow.
Here's the Decepticomics Twitter dynamic. Sarome and I, this is Dylan, Sarome and I have the most followers because we tweet the most, we interact the most. That's just what it is. We talk to people the most. Mike has the next most just because he's such a charismatic dude, and most of them are probably gorgeous women that want to get up on the mic-ness. And then John and Gordon are just having this petty battle in the last place just over followers, which is not important. It's about supporters and the people that come to the shows. That's what they occupy their time with. Like when we're having like a Twitter discussion, Gordon and John will come in like 5 hours later afterwards and try to like interact, and it's cute, but
Time out. Like, see, my Twitter following, I probably had cumulative more than all y'all, but they leave. See, that's the problem. They unfollow. I've had mass exodus because I've said things via Twitter. You'd be amazed how many people get offended by 140 characters.
Oh, yeah. Gordon is definitely the worst tweeter out of all of us.
What's your new abortion joke, Gordon?
It wasn't an abortion joke this time. It was just how I agreed that, you know, some people should have HIV. And they up and leave, man. They don't want to hear the whole point. So they up and bounce. And it's not nice, man.
You tweeted something with puppies and abortion in the same tweet one time.
That was very great of me.
For like 6 hours.
I unfollow Gordon. Yeah.
Yeah, Gordon. Is anybody out here following Gordon? For real? Let's be honest. Because I'm not following Gordon.
You see that? I could be on top of the game, but nobody see. People run away. They run away from what they love. That's what it is.
What? He commits war crimes on Twitter. Like, you're going to get... pretty bad. It gets pretty bad. And then the stuff you retweet, like, oh, that's probably worse.
Oh, man. Listen, there's a lot of ignorance out in the world. You gotta spread this. You gotta let the world see the ugly underbelly of Twitter.
We all know about it. Nobody wants to see it.
I live in it. I was raised in the Twitter darkness.
Twitter darkness? Wow.
Oh, yeah. I'm the bane of Twitter.
You hide in the Twitter darkness. I was born in it. I was raised in these retweets.
Speaking of Twitter, we do have some live tweets and questions for you guys. I'm going to go to Twitter on this with Dawn M. Gibson. She wants to know, what has come back to bite you on Twitter?
Sending dick pics to strangers.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Please go into this story.
I'm not going to go into it. I'm not going to elaborate. I'm just going to say this. Listen, when you want to bestow your beauty to the world, be careful, okay? That go for ladies. That go for men. That go for old men. Just be careful, all right? You can't trust these people, man. Can't trust these people.
These hoes ain't loyal.
Damn sure ain't loyal.
Oh, man.
All right, I had a really bad one. It was an adult Exotica convention.
What? Oh, John,
really?
Yeah. What?
Yeah,
what
was it? Go to the next one.
Exotica.
Y'all remember this? Y'all remember this picture that John posted?
No. What picture?
Well, I had tweeted a picture of me getting flogged because I thought it'd be fun. And the thing is, I didn't look at the picture before I really sent it, and the flog was the handle was very phallic, let's just say, and it was in a compromising position, so it didn't look right. It just didn't look right at all, and it probably got retweeted like 1,000 times. And
wait, did you say flog or flan?
Flog.
It was getting spanked.
Why would you have a picture with flan?
I mean, flan is a tasty, delicious Spanish dish.
Why is it going to be bent over?
It's Twitter, man. It's Twitter. You can get bent over for some flan, man. It can happen.
Yeah, what kind of freaky shit is y'all into when you bent over somebody to put a dessert on your back?
These flans ain't loyal, son. These flans ain't loyal.
My worst has been we had a show in D.C., and I thought, and since I was going to be hosting, and it was going to be a big show, I thought it'd be great if I be real professional about it and wear a suit to the show.
Oh,
so man. I wore my suit, Listening to the show, and I'm hosting, and everybody's having a good time, and I go back to, you know, check the live tweets to see people enjoying themselves, and you see, oh, everybody's funny. Oh, this is hilarious. I'm having a good time. And then you see, what the hell is Sarone's suit on? And then it's just just been the bane of my existence for like
it
a year.
It got hashtagged. Sarone's suit was a hashtag that was popular.
It still is a hashtag. What you mean was? It still is. Sarone suits? Oh, man.
Man, I have never heard so many suit jokes in my life. I didn't know people had that many suit jokes. I was a substitute teacher. I was a used car salesman. I was all kind of shit, so.
He's a bad lawyer. He's definitely going to jail. It was so many.
Yeah, I was a public defendant.
My worst joint on Twitter was, it was before I realized the power of Twitter. I had a close friend or homeboy who would steal my tweets and tweet them himself. And this was before I had a lot of followers, so he would get more like laughs and retweets often than I would. So I got upset about it, and I told him, I was like, yo, don't do that anymore. And he did it another time. So while he was sleeping, I fake retweeted him saying this tweet. It was, I don't care. I would suck Jay-Z's dick to taste Beyonce's pussy. And it got so many retweets that he had to kill his Twitter account. He still hates me to this day because of it. Like, I didn't realize, like, how many people would retweet and favorite it. Like, he hates me to this day because of it, and I lost a friend because of that. So I didn't realize the power.
I mean, Bill, that's not your fault, man. He made the decision to suck Jay-Z's dick to get to Beyonce. Some people go around about ways to get to Beyonce.
He didn't actually do that, though.
In my head, he did.
Well, you know the rule, like, once you put it out into the universe, you know, it happened.
Yeah.
That
is not true, John. That is not true. Because I put it out in the universe that many times I went to sleep with many a woman, and it never comes back, man. You might get a one favorite or two.
Well, have
Secrets
you read something?
Say what?
For which? It's a
What's
book
the next
about
topic?
It's a book about positive energy. So, yeah, just keep putting it out there that you want to sleep with these women, and maybe it'll happen.
There you go. Well, we got somebody on the line. I don't know if it was one of you guys that dropped off, but area code 916. You're on the air with Black Girl Nerds. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, it's me, Black Nerdy. Just checking in.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good. It's good. It's hot. Please adopt me and get me out of here. It's like 100 degrees.
Oh, man. Scorching.
I was just wondering, like, if you guys ever wanted to do, like, a West Coast tour up here. Like,
of
probably
course.
During the winter. Yeah.
Where are you located?
You want to stash in your apartment?
That's too small. It's too small. We got too many little ones. I'm in Sacramento and things like that. You know, we have, like, SacCon coming up, and so, yeah, it would be, like, nice to see you guys live.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely trying to make it out to Sac Town, Cali, North California, mountains, marijuana.
Stop saying it like that.
Yeah, let's go. I want to do a. How far is San Francisco from Sacramento? How far is that?
Like 2 hours.
2 hours?
Yep.
Yeah, I would do. I think we would do a San Fran. That'd be cool. I would say San Fran because it's more like city, and I know that area. But I would be down to go to Sacramento if you know if the demand is up. We go out
yeah,
there,
man.
Like we just have to know that people are gonna come see us now because we've traveled to do shows and they weren't what we wanted it to be. So, we definitely want to travel all around the world. We know people want to see us in certain places, but we have to know the support is there because otherwise it's just us paying for plane tickets to lose a bunch of money. We don't even care if we make a bunch of money. We just have to break even on something to come perform for y'all because we've had some bad moves in the past. Where we've done a show somewhere and it hasn't been what we wanted it to be. But we want people to see us. So, yeah, if we see the support there, we know we got an audience there, and it's financially viable, we'll do it.
I've never been to California.
You never been to Sacramento?
I've never been to California in general. Like,
no.
I like,
just because you don't need a tan, John.
Pretty much. That was a hurtful joke.
If we go to Sacramento, I'll smoke weed maybe for the first time. See what happens.
Yeah, just if you want us to come to Sacramento, just make the hashtag Decepticomic Sex. And
don't do that.
If you can get like 100 retweets on a Decepticomic Sex, yeah, we in there.
That's right, y'all. So make sure you tell everybody about our sex, man. That's the comic sex. Tell everybody about the.
Do you realize the disgusting pictures we're gonna get on that hashtag?
Yes.
Gordon will perform anywhere if there are strippers afterwards. We've learned. He will make a show happen if he thinks there will be a dope party afterwards.
I mean, listen, our experiences after. Like some of these strip club extravaganzas, man. The Decepticomic after party is a whole train ready to leave the station, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean.
Nobody? Okay. All right. We've seen some great things. Remember that dude that got his ear bit off, man? Come on now. Come on, guys.
Yeah, we're not supposed to talk about that, remember?
Can you talk? I wouldn't say that.
Oh, all
yeah,
right.
We got a
non-disclosure
agreement on that.
Oh, all right. My bad. I'm sorry. That never happened then.
Yeah, we're going to get sued. Nah, thanks a lot, Gordon.
What are you talking about? I ain't say nothing else. I just said an ear got bit off. That's all. People's ears get bit
off.
That's pretty telling. The Holy Seal.
How many times did that happen?
Huh? Well,
how many times did that happen?
The most popular one was Holy Seal. Yeah, that's it. That's the only ear situation I really know about, so I'm going to leave that alone.
Well, Black Nerd, can you go along with us?
Yeah, I'm just.
Okay. Did they answer your question?
Yep.
Okay.
Just remember, just set the comic sack, okay?
All
right. Now, you have a lovely voice. You have a good day, ma'am.
Yeah,
miss. Stay
don't
cool.
Don't kick it to the cute ass girl.
What are you talking about? You said she's hot, man.
You sound mad creepy, and now she ain't coming to the show no more.
What are you talking about? Do I sound creepy?
You did. You sounded really creepy. You sounded really creepy, dude.
Yeah.
So, guys,
she ain't coming to the show, even if we do get a Sacramento now.
Let me ask you this.
Have you guys thought of creating a YouTube channel or doing – I know I mentioned on the last show, have you thought about doing podcasting? What's next in store for the Decepticomics?
We're trying to get a podcast going. Me and Sarome, Decepticomics Sarome and Gordon, Bad Advice Show, but it's going to feature all of us from time to time. But me and Sarome have dedicated to give out bad advice to everybody.
We're going to tape the first episodes of that next week because me and Gordon will be in Connecticut performing together. And then the June 13th show is going to be our first DVD shooting, so that's probably going to be the first things that we put up on our YouTube channel is clips from the DVD.
Right. Yeah, I started working overnight, so I haven't been doing my podcast nearly as much as I would like to. But yeah, we're gonna put out more material, and it's gonna be good, and hopefully more videos so you can see our shiny smiley faces.
Yeah, me and John actually coming out with a little web series together. It's like it's me talking to John while he just sits and drinks lemonade.
That's disgusting.
Wow.
Nude. No, you're here. Nude. John's going to sit nude and sip lemonade, and we're going to talk about current day issues.
Yeah, I'm just going to appear and everything.
We're just calling the dark ones.
And I'm just waiting for somebody to want to do something with me because everybody else has podcasts and video
up,
web shows.
Shut up, Bill.
But nobody wants to work with Big Dilly Style, so I'm just.
Because of that attitude.
Yes. If any listeners want to work with Big Dilly, I'm open to it. Cause
see how disgusting that
sounds? See, that sounds, yeah, Big Dilly. Really? Call yourself that now?
From the people who brought you Decepticomic Facts comes Big Dilly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sounds like a dance.
Yes.
Don't yes.
I would sound like an FCC fine.
I really wish like Solange could come on this like radio show right now and just smack all of us. No. No, this is not good.
So Solange is now the Avenger of women?
Oh, yeah. I want Solange. Anytime something bad happens, I want Solange attacking whoever.
Solange should beat up Donald like Sterling. Black Widow.
Yeah. Yeah. We should let Solange loose on Donald Sterling. We should let Solange beat up whoever gave $1 billion to Dr. Dre. Solange should be like her own World Star channel. That's what I believe from now on.
Or she could be like, what's the Jet Li movie with the collar?
The One.
That was the one.
Wow.
Then you walk her in and she kind of comatose and then you point her in the direction you want to go and then you unclick it.
I would watch that movie. Just Beyonce, Alicia, and Solange on different groups. Oh, that'd be awesome.
Well, we're 5 minutes into the end of the show. I wanted to give you guys the opportunity. Somebody getting yelled at or something? Bust out at?
That's Gordon.
That is not me. For once in life, this is not me. No one's over here that cares about me enough to yell at me.
So I want to give each of you guys the opportunity to just give a shout out, your Twitter handles, any sort of independent websites that you guys manage, or any projects that you're doing. Just starting with, we'll start in a certain order. We'll start with Dylan, Gordon, John, Mike, and then Sarome.
Well, this is Dylan, a.k.a. Big Deal Money, a.k.a. Mr. 100 Emoji, a.k.a. L. Dylan Uno. My Twitter is TheDylan1, that's the number one. I host, co-host the Dandelion Show in Brooklyn with my homie Dandel Coley, as opposed to Decepticomics. I have nothing else going for me in life except for comedy, and I'm a very sad individual, so you can catch me doing that anytime, just being sad and crying.
All right, well, next up is the one and the only Gordon Baker Bone. I have no AKAs, AKA. You can check me out at BakerBone.com also. I got the Twitter, at BakerBone. I'm trying to get 1,700 followers, so, you know, I can rub it in John's face. Yeah. I also run a Big Ten comedy show at Stress Factory, so once a month, y'all can come over and see that. If you want to smoke hookah with the kid, too, just hit me up.
All right, this is John Minus. I don't really have anything, but people just call me the Black One most of the time. I have a podcast called The Alter Negro Show where I, you know, talk about, like, nerd culture and stuff like that and being Black and in a white world, and it's on hiatus now because I work overnight, but whatever. My Twitter is Donald Coyote, DONCOYOTE, and you can find me at the local Taco Bell.
All right, what's up, y'all? It's Mike Brown. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Yo Mike Brown. I have free shows on Mondays at Left Field called The Big Pony Show. I have a show I do at New York Comedy Club on Fridays, and I have this other show called Comedy Outliers. A lot of different things going on. But to stay up to date with what I'm doing, just hit me on Twitter at Yo Mike Brown.
Is it my turn or Gordon's?
It's my turn. Hey, everybody. My name is Sarome Russell. I have a deep Southern drawl accent. Howdy, 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 y'all. But good Georgia. Follow me at Sarome Russell on Twitter.
Yo,
you should have did like animal sounds. Like you did that whole thing.
Yo, that's the single most offensive shit I've heard all year.
Go ahead, Sarome. We got a minute left.
All right, it's just all right. So I'm Sarome Russell on Twitter, CerromeRussell. Make sure y'all check us out in DC June 13th, 8 PM at Beer Baron Tavern. Our tickets are on sale. I got the Decepticomics Tumblr. I'll be tweeting out the links to that, and that's all we got right now.
Thank you for having us on the show. We just rambled our mouths, but thank you for having us here.
Yeah. No, that's
your...
the kind of show it was. No, thank you
love
guys.
You, Jay.
You guys
thank
are
you.
Awesome.
It's a terrible thing to
care,
tell. I apologize. Thank you.
I love you and all Black nerd girls throughout the world. You are a beacon of hope for them.
With curly hair.
Oh, yeah, definitely with curly hair.
Yes. Oh, curly hair. Yes. Smart, smart
yes.
Little curly hair.
Yes.
Yes. No, no. As a man, yes. Curly hair. Smart.
I love the curly hair.
I got curly hair.
No, not you, Dale.
No.
No, Dale. No.
I would appreciate a woman with Dale's hair. Like, not Dylan, but, like, a woman.
He does it again. He always does this. John, you got to stop saying gay stuff about us.
We got to go, guys.
We got to go. Thank you for listening in. And pick up in the fall, guys. Take care, guys.
Black girl,
bye.
Bye.
Finally.